Blog Talk Radio.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
To the sky. Keep your head.
Keep your
made, and we are grateful. Let's go before our Father in prayer. Before we do anything, our Abba which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and may thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, so be it. Father, renew a right spirit within us and restore the joy of our salvation. Cast us not away from your presence, and renew us afresh with your Holy Spirit. We can't make it without you. We depend upon you. So I pray that you encourage, exhort, and help our brothers and sisters to maintain and to make it in this world and in this life, and to stay the course. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, this world calls. we pray. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, welcome to Inspirational Wednesday, and I hope that you are encouraged. We at the halfway mark of the week. Some of you are out there working hard. We all are working hard. Just trying to take care of our families, make sure we can eat, survive, and maintain. So we only do this lesson just to try to give you some inspiration and encourage you, motivate you, to let you know that the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but the one that's willing to endure until the end, to maintain, be steadfast, and be unmovable like rock. And the rocks will cry out because we will be steadfast. You may fall down. Know that all you have to do is dust yourself off and get back up. We've been doing a series on Wednesdays, looking at the testament of the 12 patriarchs, going through the fathers, the forefathers of the 12 tribes, and their last will and testament to their children and to their tribes and their offspring, which would be us. And I know you've seen that 12 tribe chart saying that these people are these people. Well, I can't confirm that or attest to that, but there are the scattered diaspora of the children of Israel, and we are not the lost tribes. They very much know who we are. Don't think they're taking your DNA and blood samples for no reason. Your DNA shows that you are the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. And that we have a right to the land, to the promise, the motherland, which is Yerushalayim and Yasha'ala. And we will be home soon one day. Our Savior's coming back, and he's coming back to level the playing field and to come back and cause recompense and to redeem us. You know, he did redeem us from the curse of the law, but we keep the law because we're trying to make sure that we're like Revelations 22:14, blessed are they that keep the commandments, that they might have a right to the tree of life. And we've found in the Apocrypha, it says, to immortality. This tree is what that will bring. In Revelations 12:17, the remnant of the woman of Israel, the 12 tribes, the remnant, the seed of that woman are the ones that keep the commandments. That's the one that Satan wants to make war with, because we are the ones that are patient. Here's the patience of the saints. The saints are those spoken of in Psalms 148. And Psalms 148 clearly describes Israel are the saints. But as I said, Revelations 12:17, 14:12, and 22:14 lets you know that what you're doing is not for no reason. It's an insurance policy. It's for you to have a lot in the kingdom of the motherland, Yasharal, Israel, and that's what we're trying to get to. So I'm not going to be on here long today. As I said, we're here to encourage you, exhort you. So our imprecatory scripture today is Psalms 35. It's kind of a long one, and also we're doing Naphtali right after that. So let me go ahead and read that. Imprecatory prayer is a prayer where you are asking the Most High to handle that business. What's that business? People that's doing you wrong, talking about you, causing you harm, causing you threat. I don't like all these stories about, oh, we forgive the man that walked in our church and shot 9 people and killed our pastor, and we just gonna forgive them and pray for them. I'm not praying for my enemies. I'm praying the way David prayed in precatory prayers. I'm asking the Most High to take care of them, their children, their offspring. You know, we're suffering the curses of what our forefathers did, and we're praying for what they did. And we're also learning a lesson from what they did and caused us to go through, so that we'll never go through it again, and we'll never treat the Most High the way our forefathers did. Took care of them, gave them food, shelter, clothing, brought them out of the land, kept delivering them, and they still kept wanting to be like other nations, other people, and worship other gods. We are some of the most divided people in the world. You know, I'm on a new tip right now before I go to Psalms 35. Unification is a must. I know everybody's saying that's not going to happen until Yeshua HaMashiach, who you call Jesus Christ, till he comes back. But the goal is to keep us divided. They don't even like to see three Negroes standing on the corner together because they'll call the NAACP meeting. It scares the hell out of them. So why don't we begin to just unify? And my prayer is that the Most High will bless the ties that bind us. What does that mean? Find the commonality that you might have with your fellow brothers and sisters. Now, I'm talking about your brothers and sisters. I mean, a tiger knows another tiger, right? So I'm going to leave it at that. Find the commonality that we have and agree to disagree. And you that know that you are walking in this truth, then let your life be an example. Because the accoutrements, the things that you ascertain, the blessings and peace that you will reap, it'll show, it'll speak loud, it'll speak clear. Make sure nobody's looking at you saying, I don't want none of what you got because you a mess. That's what you want to keep off you. So let's bless the ties that bind us, find the commonality, because we do need to start working on unification. And the scripture did say, follow peace with all men, and holiness without no man shall see the Most High. So let's strive to do that. Back to the imprecatory prayers. This evil that's coming upon us after all we've done, all the bloodshed in this country, in our last captivity, our final captivity that built up this country, is crying from the ground, and he's coming back. Even the elders in heaven are asking the Most High, how much longer do we have to wait for you to go back and avenge our forefathers and all the blood that was shed? Over 150 million people killed in the transatlantic slave trade, killed when they took over our temple in 70 AD, killed during slavery. But, you know, you go back before that. These nations are confederate against us, according to Psalms 83. We must know that and understand that. You are not loved. Don't believe that smiling in your face. The OGs tried to tell y'all the same 70s, smiling in your face all the time, want to take your place, those backstabbers. Let's get it with this imprecatory prayer so you can see one of the ways they pray. We did 109 last week, which is one of my favorites. That one don't take no prisoners, but this one here is pretty good too. Psalms 35:1, plead my cause, Elohim, with them that strive with me, fight against them that fight against me, to take hold of the shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, ahaya thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as a chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Most High chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Most High persecute them. For without cause have they hid for me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares. That's how you pray. That clown that walked inside that church and shot them 9 people, may he be destroyed without a remedy, and let destruction come upon him before he even knows what hits him. That's how we pray against those people that seek to kill our people. All these police officers talking about, I feared for my life, and you shooting people down with babies in the back seat. You don't give a damn about our people. Had your finger on the trigger every time you see them. That's how we pray against you so-called officers of the damn law. Not this law. The only law that matters to me is the Most High's law. I will obey the laws of the land because I want to follow peace and keep my family safe. But don't tell me you're an officer of the law when you'll shoot down my people just because they flinch or grab their wallet. Psalms 35:9. My soul shall be joyful in the Most High. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Elohim, who is like unto thee, which delivers the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. Psalms 35:13. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting. Did you hear that? David said, I humble my soul with fasting. Fasting is to humble your soul and bring humility. And my prayer returned into my own bosom. 14, I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavenly as one that mourneth for his mother. But in my adversity, they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew if not, they did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts, they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long will thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destructions, my darling from the lions. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Policies destroying families. That's what Donald Trump and them are doing. Fake politicians all over the world, Putin, all of them, they hate you. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, aha, aha, our eye has seen it. They're laughing at you. Verse 22, this thou hast seen, O Lord, keep not silent. O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause. Most High, my power, judge me, my Elohim, my Yah, according to the righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, ah, so would we have it. Let them not say we have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Most High be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of the righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Psalms 35 in preparatory prayer of David. There are many. As I said, one of my favorites is 109, but that's how you pray when it comes to your enemies trying to handle that business against you. Tell the Most High, I need you to move and handle this business. Fasting will humble your soul, keep you humble, and make sure you give him all praise for all things that he does, because he loves to handle the business by himself. He don't want nobody else to get the credit or glory, and to show himself strong so that you can show the people that you are a child of Yah, child of the Most High. All praises be unto him. Now I'm going to move on to the Testaments of the 12 Patriarchs. I'm reading this one by R.H. Charles, and today we're talking about Naphtali. And let's see, Naphtali was the eighth son of Jacob and Bilhah, one of his concubines' wives. So the copy of the Testament of Naphtali, which he ordained at the time of his death, in the 130th year of his life, when his sons were gathered together in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, while still in good health, he made them a feast of food and wine. And after he was awake in the morning, he said to them, I am dying. And they didn't even believe him. As he glorified the Most High, he grew strong and said that after yesterday's feast, he should die. And he began then to say, hear, my conceived, and bear me upon Rachel's knees. Therefore, she called my name Naphtali, for Rachel loved me very much because I was born upon her lap. And when I was still young, she was wont to kiss me and say, may I have a brother of thine from mine own womb, like unto thee. Because she was, because Naphtali came from Bilhah, but Rachel held him as soon as he was born and wanted to have a child just like Naphtali. Let's see, verse 9. Also Joseph was like unto me in all things, according to the prayers of Rachel. Now my mother was Bilhah, daughter of Rotheus, the brother of Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, who was born on one and the selfsame day with Rachel. And Rotheus was a family of Abraham, a Chaldean, a God-fearing, freeborn, and noble. And he was taken captive and was bought by Laban, and he gave him Una, his handmaid, to wife. She bore a daughter, and she called her name Zilpah, and after the name of the village in which he had been taken captive. And next she bore Bilhah, saying, my daughter hastens after what is new. For immediately that she was born, she seized the breast and hastened to suck it. And I was swift on my feet like the deer. and my father Jacob appointed me for all messages. So understand that these 12 brothers had superpowers and strengths. You would call him a superhero today. When he says he was swift as a deer, he's not kidding. He was fast. And as deer did he give me his blessing. For as the potter knoweth the vessel how much it is to contain and bringeth clay accordingly, so also doth the Lord make the body after the likeness of the spirit. And it's very interesting right there. Understand what he said. He said the Most High fashions your body after the likeness of your spirit. So though this body may fade away, your spirit and your soul is eternal, which is what will be with the Most High, but it is fashioned. Your body is a semblance of what's on the inside of you as well. Now, let me continue reading. According to the capacity of the body, doth he implant the spirit, and the one does not fall short of the other by a third part of a hair. For by weight and measure and rule was all creation made. And as the potter knoweth the use of each vessel, what it is meet for, so also doth the Most High know the body, how far it will persist in goodness and when it beginneth in evil. For there is no inclination or thought which the Most High knoweth not, which is why you must constantly pray and repent, because some of your thoughts get the best of you all. So be not deceived that God is not mocked. Just be quick to repent and be humble, which is why we fast, to keep humility in our hearts before him, because we are susceptible to sin. There's so many things going on in the airways and thoughts being thrown into your mind and suggestive thoughts and things that your eyes see. That's why you have to like not look at things on TV when you see sex scenes and homosexuality and murder. These things can be implanted in your spirit and come up at any given time, and you have to shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off. Let me keep reading. This is very interesting. There is no inclination or thought which the Most High knoweth not, for he created man after his own image. As a man's strength, so also is his work, as it is, and as his mind, so also is his skill, and as his purpose, so also is his achievement, and as his heart, so also is his mouth. As his eye, so also is his sleep. As his soul, so also is his word. Either in the law of the Lord or in the works of Belial, Satan. And as there is a division between light and darkness, between seeing and hearing, so also is there a division between man and man, and between woman and woman. And it is not to be said that the one is like the other in face or in mind. For the Most High made all things good in their order, the five senses in the head, and he joined on the neck to the head, adding to it the hair also for comeliness and glory. Then the heart for understanding, the belly for excrement, and the stomach for grinding, the windpipe for talking, for taking in the breath, the liver for wrath, the gall for bitterness, the spleen for laughter, the reins for produce, the muscles of the loins for power, the lungs for drawing in, the loins for strength, and so forth. So then, my children, let all your works be done in order with good intent in the fear of Yah, and do nothing disorderly in scorn or out of its due season. For if thou bid the eye to hear, it cannot. So neither while ye are in darkness can ye do the works of light. I hope you hear this. Very good, encouraging words that he's giving. Let me continue. Be ye therefore not eager to corrupt your doings through covetousness or with vain words to beguile your souls. Exactly what I just got you saying. Don't let the lust of things corrupt you, and watch your vain words, because we're going to have to give account of everything that we've said. It's hard to believe, huh? But we're talking about the Most High, who created us, who's on the outside of the firmament looking in. Let me continue, because if you keep silence in purity of heart, ye shall understand how to hold fast the will of Yah and to cast away the will of Belial through silence. Shut your mouth, watch your thoughts, and watch what you take in with your eyes. It says that sun and moon and stars change not their order, so do you also change not the law
of the Most High in the disorderliness of your doings. The Gentiles went astray and forsook the Most High and changed their order and obeyed stocks and stones, spirits of deceit. But ye shall not be so, my children, recognizing in the firmament, in the earth and in the sea, and in all created things, the Most High who made all things, that you become not as Sodom, which changed the order of nature because they became Sodomites, putting their thing in something that you ain't supposed to put up a one-way street. Changed the order. He had no intent for that to be that way. And then you have a president that okays it. Then they got the nerve to steal our colors, which was a symbol and a sign for peace. Boy, he's got to come back and rectify this situation, and we're praying for it with our imprecatory prayers. Come back and handle this business. I try to stay out of San Francisco as much as possible because at any time, fire and brimstone might come down. They just might sink into the water because it's full of sin. Let me finish. In like manner, the watchers also changed the order of their nature. Talking about the angels at Mount Hermon that fell because they wanted to come down and sleep with these women. And women must have been bad for an angel to say, I don't want to be an angel no more. I don't want to be a watcher no more. I want to be as a man and die because I want to have sex. What is going on? Ain't no woman that bad. Get yourself in order, brothers. Let me finish reading. Whom the Lord cursed at the flood. He cursed those fallen angels and those Nephilim, those giants that those women birthed. And then all those women were cursed. They became what you know as mermaids. Yeah, it's a true story called Sirens. Sirens. I'll continue. He made the earth without inhabitants and fruitless. Chapter 4. These things I say unto you, my children, for I have read in the writings of Enoch, a very blessed holy book of a man that walked with the Most High so closely that the Most High said, just come on up here. You ain't even got to die. Enoch was translated. He said that ye yourselves also shall depart from the Lord. Naphtali was telling his children and that his offspring of that particular tribe were going to depart from the Most High, walking according to all the lawlessness of the Gentiles. There it is there. These patriarchs were able to see through visions and prophecy and dreams and discernment what was going to happen with their offspring and their children and their kids. They saw the coming of the Messiah. They saw this remote generation here. And right before they would die, they would tell these things. It's important for you to understand the I've been close to people that are senior citizens that were on their way out and dying, and they shared things with you from the past. And they begin to, they're at a place where they're about to cross over into eternity. And so some things begin to open up to them. So you got to have an ear for that and understand that. Let me finish reading this. It said, ye shall do according to all the wickedness of Sodom. They're going to become Sodomites. And the Lord shall bring captivity upon you, and there shall ye serve your enemies, and ye shall bow down with every affliction and tribulation until the Lord hath consumed all of you. Wow. And after ye have become minished and made few, ye shall return and acknowledge the Most High, your Yah, and he shall bring you back into your land according to his abundant mercy. See, that has not yet happened, but it's going to happen. But Naphtali is telling his children that there's not going to be many Naphtalians. They were going to be destroyed. So there's only going to be a few from that tribe. Let me finish reading. His abundant mercy, and it shall be after that they come into the land, their fathers, they shall again forget the Most High and become ungodly. And the Most High shall scatter them upon the face of all the earth until the compassion of the Lord shall come, a man working righteousness and working mercy unto all them that are far off and to them that are near. That is the prophecy right there of the Messiah coming to gather them. Excuse me for what I said in the beginning, because that was another captivity. But this last part talks about when Yeshua comes back to redeem them. Chapter 5, for in the 40th year of my life, I saw a vision on the Mount of Olives on the east of Jerusalem, that the sun and moon were standing still. And behold, Isaac, the father of my father, said to us, run and lay hold of them, each one according to his strength. And to him that seizeth them will the sun and moon belong. And we all of us ran together, and Levi laid hold of the sun, and Judah outstripped the others and seized the moon. And they were both of them lifted up with them. And when Levi became As a son, lo, a certain young man gave to him 12 branches of palm, and Judah was bright as the moon, and under their feet were 12 rays, and the two, Levi and Judah ran and laid hold of them, and a bull upon the earth with two great horns and an eagle's wings upon its back. And we wished to seize him, but could not. But Joseph came and seized him and ascended up with him on high. And I saw, for I was there, and behold, a holy writing appeared to us, saying, Assyrians, Medes, Persians, Chaldeans, Syrians shall possess in captivity the 12 tribes of Israel. And again, after 7 days, I saw our father Jacob standing by the sea of Jamnia, and we were with him. And behold, there came a ship sailing by with sailors or pilot, and there was written upon the ship of Jacob. And our father said to us, come, let us embark on our ship. And when he had gone on board, there arose a vehement storm and mighty tempest of wind. And our father, who was holding the helm, departed from us, and we, being tossed with the tempest, were borne along over the sea. And the ship was filled with water and was pounded by mighty waves until it was broken up. And Joseph fled away upon a little boat, and we were all divided upon 9 planks. And Levi and Judah were together, and we were all scattered unto the ends of the earth. Then Levi, girt about with sackcloth, prayed for us all unto the Lord. And when the storm ceased, the ship reached the land as it were in peace. And our father came, and we all rejoiced with one accord. These two dreams I told my father, and he said to me, these things must be fulfilled in their season. After that, Israel hath endured many things. That would be us. Then my father said unto me, I believe the Most High that Joseph liveth, for I see always that the Most High numbereth him with you. And he said, weeping, ah me, my son Joseph, thou livest, thou, I behold thee not, and thou seest not Jacob that begot thee. He calls me also therefore to weep by these words, and I burned in my heart to declare that Joseph had been sold, but I feared that my brethren would kill me if I told my daddy that we sold Joseph. But Jacob knew that Joseph was alive because he was appearing in everybody's dreams and visions. Take note, brothers and sisters, of these type of things. As many of you have these type of dreams, and take note of when the Spirit is speaking to you in your sleep. It's in the book of Job that he said that he gives us instructions in our sleep, in our dreams. You can wake up and your whole life can be transformed. It's precious to stay close to the Most High and stay in prayer and be close to the Spirit. Let me finish up this book of Naphtali, the 8th son of Jacob, one of the 12 patriarchs. And these 12 patriarchs, which are the fathers of the 12 tribes of Israel, will be 12 of the elders that will be in heaven. There will be 24 elders. We know who the other 12 are. Those are the 12 apostles that walked with our Messiah, the HaMashiach. Chapter 8, and lo, my children, I have shown unto you the last times how everything shall come to pass in Israel. Do ye also therefore charge your children that they be united to Levi and to Judah? For through them shall salvation arise unto Israel. It was through the tribes of Levi and through the lineage of Judah that we have a high priest, which is our Messiah, who you call Jesus Christ. It's Yeshua HaMashiach, who was in the order of a priest, savior, and a king. It came through that lineage of Judah. Now, this is some close to 3,000-4,000 years before he came that they were prophesying these things. Let me finish reading this. And in them shall Jacob be blessed, for through their tribes shall the Most High appear, dwelling among men. Did you hear that? Through the scattered tribes throughout the four corners of the earth, the Most High's chosen people, his jewels, shall the Most High appear and dwell among men on earth to save the race of Israel. Powerful prophecy about the Messiah. I can't deal with you brothers that are non-messianic, don't believe in a Messiah. And to gather together the righteous from among the Gentiles, if ye work that which is good, my children, both men and angels shall bless you. Did you hear that? That's right. work these commandments, statutes, and laws. Be faithful and be blessed by men and angels. All praises. The Most High shall be glorified among the Gentiles through you, and the devil shall flee from you, and the wild beast shall fear you, and the Most High shall love you, and the angels shall cleave to you. Hallelujah. As a man who has trained a child well is kept in kindly remembrance, so also for a good work there is good remembrance before Yah. But him that doeth not which is good, both angels and men shall curse. Angels and men, because you don't want to do right. And the Most High shall be dishonored among the Gentiles through that person. And the devil shall make him his own peculiar instrument. And every wild beast shall master him, and the Lord shall hate him. For the commandments of the law are twofold, and through prudence must they be fulfilled. For there is a season for a man to embrace his wife, and a season to abstain therefrom for his prayer. So then there are two commandments, and unless they be done in due order, they bring very great sin upon men. So also is it with the other commandments. Be ye therefore wise in Yah, my children, and prudent, understanding the order of his commandments and the laws of every word, that the Most High may love you. And when he had charged them with these words, he exhorted them that they should remove his bones to Abram, and that they should bury him with his fathers. And when he had eaten and drunken with a merry heart, he covered his face and died. That's the last testament of Naphtali, the eighth son of Jacob, one of our precious tribes. And we do have scattered in throughout the four corners of this earth that there are the seed of Naphtali. I'm not ascribing to the 12 tribe chart. We will know who's of what tribe when that time comes, spoken of in Revelation 14. Blessed are they that keep the commandments. And Naphtali was being very serious about saying, listen, my children, keep these commandments so that men and angels will bless you. That means things will come to you. You will be blessed with the things that you need. He'll give you the desires of your heart. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to our last Saturday lesson, the commandments from beginning to end, from Genesis to Revelations, and understand the power and seriousness of it. So I just want to encourage you, because we're here to restore the cultural identity of Black America and let them know that you are the Hebrews and jewels of God that have been placed in the earth so that he can be glorified amongst the Gentiles as they see the glory of the Most High rest upon you and his Ruach HaKadosh. Be steadfast. Be consistent. Keep things in proper fashion and order. And those angels will cleave to you. Did you hear that? That's divine protection. It's nothing else worth it. I'm your brother, Vitor Ra. This has been Inspirational Wednesday. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey and not a destination. Keep your head up as we play the song that says optimistic. I want you to be very optimistic, because you're not alone. You're not walking alone. The Most High is with you. He's pleased with you if you're keeping these commandments. Don't be pessimistic. Don't doubt. Don't say this ain't working for you. It's working. You breathing? Right. Working. Shalom.
Keep your head.